There's Laurel and Hardy in the lounge, there's Laurel and Hardy in the back room, and there's Laurel and Hardy in the bar. We've got a photograph of them throughout the building.
It was a visit that villagers will never forget.
It was a big thing for the village, you know, to have them come.
I was on my way to catch me bus, and I joined the huge crowd that was there, because they were, you know, in those days, film stars were something that we'd never seen, sort of thing. There was all the schools, you know, because obviously news travelled like that, they were due to be there.
Wherever they went, there was laughter. There was laughter all around them.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Oliver Hardy speaking. I'm taking this opportunity of thanking you and the countless friends in the British Isles for the wonderfully wholehearted reception you have given me on my first visit to your beautiful country. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, I think my friend Mr. Laurel wishes to speak to me.
What about mentioning me in the speech?
Don't worry, I'll get to you in just a few minutes. Here's a hard-boiled egg. Eat that and just relax.
Thank you, Ollie.
Now, let's see where I was. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is Oliver Hardy speaking. I'm taking this opportunity of thanking you and the countless friends in the British Isles for the wonderfully wholehearted reception you have given me on my first visit to your beautiful country.
Ollie.
What?
Speak up.
What for?
I can't hear you.
Well, if you'll get that egg down, you'll be able to hear me much better.
I just did get the egg down.
What'd you do with the eggshell?
What eggshell? You didn't tell me anything about it.
These two entertainers arrived in Nottingham on a cold, wet Sunday night and booked in at the County Hotel, adjoining the theatre. They were a jolly couple and liked each other immensely, but life must have been difficult at times because they couldn't go anywhere together undetected. A pair of dark glasses and a hat pulled over the eyes was no good for Laurel and Hardy, not with their undisguisable shapes. So they either stayed in the hotel, which was a dull life, or they visited the Bull Inn at Bottisford.
We lived next to the Bull. I'd be about nine years old. And I remember about 12 o'clock time after they'd arrived, I saw Lauren Hardy arrive. This huge, big black, like a London taxi, really, I suppose, which was unusual for the village. And the wives in the long fur coats and the blonde hair, and I remember going round and Ollie put his arm round me and I sat on his knee and had a drink of orange juice and stayed for probably about half an hour. I was just in awe, really. I mean, Laurel and Hardy, they were film stars to me, and Ollie was sort of very large, sort of jolly person.
Stan and Ollie went to the Bull many times during the 4 weeks they were at the Nottingham Empire. Gert Jallans was the barmaid at the Bull. They made a great fuss of her and a great impression on her too.
They walked round the pub, friendly with everyone, doing their little bit. And he just called me Jally. To him, I wasn't just the working lady. I was Jally that Mrs. Elliott's called me. And they were very friendly. They did go into the big yard at the back of the Bull, where they met a lot of people.
Were they celebrities here?
Oh, yes, because of Mrs. Elliott. And they went into the pub, pulled pints and served behind the bar. I've got a picture of them in there behind the bar.
So what did people think when they were served beer behind the bar by Laurel and Hardy?
Well, I think they all thought it was great.